ओम शांति, ओम शांति। और शैल वी से टुडे ओम लाइट, ओम माइट, ओम शक्ति, मेडिटेटिंग ऑल टुगेदर generates power, might. What is the secret of being a lighthouse and might house? Candle light is called light. But this light does not give light when it is not ignited. A candle is called candle light. But does it give light without striking a match, without igniting it? So what is emerging in this light that it is able to dispel darkness and is able to express its potential of giving light? If it's only a picture of a candle, it does not show its character. It does not show, or it is not dispelling the darkness. It is not showing the path. It is not leading anywhere. And so Baba makes us aware that we are living lights, not a picture, not a photograph. On the path of devotion, people do say if someone leaves the body, the expression is used. What? The light is gone. The light is gone. The life is gone. So life was light. And now life is not there. The person is dead. And people ignite light for the destination or liberation or in good wish or good feeling for that soul, in the memory of that soul. We are living lights, but Baba is telling us, you are lighthouse. You are a lighthouse. Other day Baba defined the meaning of a lighthouse. He said, in a house, energy is stored. And so what is happening in meditation? In bhatti, we are storing the inner light. it's good when we are meditating together, many lights are lit. When many lights are lit, it's not called lighthouse. When many lights are lit, it is called Diwali. It's called festival. So Baba said, if your inner light or power is lit according to the program, it's great joy. We come together. We are encouraging each other. We are supporting each other. We are creating very powerful atmosphere. But lighthouse is one lighthouse, individual, which is guiding the passing ships. So in our life, we come in connection with many, in relationship with many, in communication with many. The ship of my life, of relationship, how much I am guiding to my own self by being a lighthouse. So, light, inner light, through meditation, through bhakti, of course it is becoming so powerful. And that's why the importance of the gathering is, which makes us aware, becomes a real strength to change the atmosphere, to influence matter as well. So with bhakti, with united, we are meditating. The elements are also absorbing that power. That atmosphere of meditation room is very powerful. Even nobody one is there, no one is there. Baba's room is very powerful. Every place is Baba's house. It's Baba's house. Why it is Baba's room is very special, powerful. It's whenever we are there, we are connected with Baba, with the Almighty. We are connected with the generator. We are connected with Adam, the father of humanity. We are connected with the seed. We are connected with the roots. The strength is ignited, just like a candlelight. Candlelight is there, but when it is lit, its potential is also ignited. So to become a might house with a lighthouse, I need to connect with myself with the lighthouse, with the might house. So then this matter, this body, automatically is absorbing the power of pure thoughts, of pure feeling. Eyes themselves do not know what is pure vision. Ears do not know what is gossip and what are godly versions. But Baba says, you make your ears golden ears. Only golden versions goes in and rest. You hear but don't hear. Your sense organs, your eyes become yogis, sense organs become cool. Ang-shital, yogis, sense organs are not heated by the heat of vices. So this is the power that even the matter is also obedient, is automatically we become with this might self-sovereign when we are connected with the Almighty. So light and might, but lighthouse is foundation is very strong. To be a lighthouse means to be rooted in a rock which is unshakable. And so when it is, no matter how many storms of ocean are there, lighthouse means stable. This is what it meant for us to be. That there is a storms, the ocean of storms, of situations, of circumstances, of stormy atmosphere of our own past actions or present or surrounding. But we are unshakable, but at the same time, if nothing can shake, what? Nothing can shake, nothing can create upheaval in my own faith and foundation. So we are pillars. So today Baba said, pillars of purity is called lighthouse. So it is a purity of mind, it's a purity of vision, it's a purity of thoughts, it's a purity of relationship, purity of attitude. That purity is a pillar of lighthouse, is called lighthouse. This is how Baba defined today. Before that lighthouse we thought that yes, I am lighthouse, I am unshakable, I am Angad, Mahavir, that's lighthouse. But it's the power of purity. It means purity of thoughts is the first thing. Vase thoughts are called impurity. This is what the inner power, and it makes us waste thoughts, makes us empty. So vices damage our personality, our character. It makes us wear, just like something is worn out, or makes us like hollow inside. Vices is a strong. There are how we are wasting, how we are making ourselves empty and not stable. It's impurity of vices that is well known. Even on the path of devotion, impurity of vices is well known. They call that I am a sinner, I am downtrodden. This realization is there. But Baba is telling us there are seven things actually. Vices means five vices. Then there are defects. which is being not so virtuous, not being divine, we are becoming wise-less virtuous. So when we did not have virtues in ourselves, that also creates impurity in relationship. Vices damage directly my own character, but this deep, what is called being undivine or not having divine virtues, avagun, we can call it defects. When we are not respecting each other, not accepting each other, not appreciating each other. So purity of heart is not expressing in virtues. So I'm not helping to give light to others because I'm not donating that virtues. It's the light of knowledge, it's light of virtues, it's light of power. So another aspect is weaknesses. We are weak, we don't have determination, we have realization. But there's not determination, one has weakness, there's no courage. And through that also our energy is we are becoming empty. But today Baba spoke about habits. Before that he said addictions. Habit, different types of habit. Gossip, reading, watching television, unnecessary things in it, reading novels. This is habits. Or connected with food. There are certain habits which also gradually make us weak. We cannot be, it's inner light, gradually the light is becoming dim. We don't realize that inner light is lit because I want to become knowledgeable. That's why I want to hear a little bit. Worldly things I should hear, no? I should definitely get the interest what people are doing. How they are managing, what problems are with them. But we don't realize that I'm dimming my light. Once Baba had given the message that a mixture, when mixture is there, then the light is still lit inside, but then this light is not functioning as it should be light. Like a diva, a lamp, lantern, is lit. And there's mixture of oil, some kind of mix oil in it. So now the lamp is lit. Gradually, because of this mixture, the soot is created. This black soot it is called. Soot. Yeah, I think this is what it is called. And so chimney, this glass, is gradually becoming black. And the top, black soot is also collected. Now light thinks I am lit, but it is not showing the path. It is not guiding. So in the same way, we want some information, we want to know all these things, but when mixture is there, we are dimming our light. It's not functioning. We are lighthouse means spinning all around, giving light to others, but we are not giving light to our own. We are also actually reducing the impact of our own light. And so habits are such which does not know it's a mixture, today Baba said. And the other thing is laziness and carelessness. So, how we are becoming our light, I am not paying attention to poor more and more power in me. To make it house means light house where I store. Am I paying attention to store, to accumulate? Or I am careless when I have accumulated. I am careless. I don't care. There are two aspects of careless. I don't care. It's okay. Gradually it will happen. I don't mind. Let me enjoy now. Who sees in the future? Sometime. And another aspect is that I am not taking care with honesty what Baba has given to me. And so it is not becoming a store, is there. It is a store, but I am not taking care of it. So gradually, if I am not using these qualities, I am losing them. I am reducing them. So virtues are increased, like store is the beauty of this inner light is to become lighthouse. The more I use them, the virtue becomes useful for others and I become full. When it is used for others, we get blessings. When it is used for giving donation, it is increasing. Like donation of knowledge is given, it never reduces, it increases. When we share with other, our own realization becomes more clear. Our own light ignited more when we are sharing with others. Because after that, what you have spoken, it echoes. You begin to think deeper on it. For example, if you have given a lecture somewhere, the next day morning you would be still thinking about it. This is what also important. It's not you are repenting, I shouldn't have given this, but you have more. This is also a wonderful aspect to explain. This is also wonderful. So light is increasing by giving light. Yesterday Dadi Gulzarji said that happiness now increases when we give, when we distribute it. So in order to become lighthouse, so light of virtues, light of love, light of purity, light of power, light of happiness. So is this all the time I'm spinning with this? A lighthouse is not only unshakable, stable, strong, angad, but it's a spinning thing. So from morning till evening, relationship with my own self, relationship with each other, it's very interesting thing that Baba said today, that we become so powerful in purity that even in our dreams our subconscious mind is becoming pure. And so if I pay attention morning and night, during the day automatically this virtues, power, purity will come in action. So we are giving light to our own selves. So in this unlimited ocean we are moving. The boat of our light, life is getting direction when we have connection with might house. A lighthouse can give light only when it is connected with the generator. Then we become might house. So almighty Baba is now giving me realization to be a lighthouse of not only just storing it, but sharing it with others, which is Baba says, by donating you become donor, you become bestower of blessings, you become virtuous, means knowledge donor, knowledgeable, jnani, dani, mahadani, and vardani means knowledge is light. But when knowledge is becoming a virtue, then it is the light for our own life, because then I am able to see how virtue functions. When I have not used it, I do not see how it functions. It is because we are experiencing in our own self and strength is increasing. There's no excuses. We lose also our power, we lose our light and might. Baba had defined in that Murli 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago that when we make many excuses because of carelessness, we are losing our power. We are not lighthouses and mighthouses then. So it's a light of self-realization. I'm child of the Almighty. I'm child of the Almighty. So it's my light, the might is godly might in me. That might is benevolence, might of benevolence, might of truth, the power of truth, which makes us fearless. People are forceful when truth is not there. It's also might, but that might is not the might. Might is right, or right is right. People have might, but that might is not benevolent might. That is might to take away rights of others. How the philosophy of might is right, who has the authority, who has the power has a right. But that was misuse of might. And now it is might, Baba says, you are giving might to others. It means you are empowering others. That is like Baba, the benevolent Master Almighty, has might. But what he is giving? He is giving power to us. So when I am learning this, to be selfless, this is what Baba said today, the quality of selflessness, that is what it is, real power. And also, Miss Baba's power, Baba's might is benevolent might. And in us, might comes when I let go. Otherwise, we become weak. Lagav is a kind of attachment, association with my. That also makes us weak. So I am mighty with being with the Almighty authority. So what is might bringing in us is that when we are meditating, I let go of all my. This freedom is power in the soul. When I let go of my, only I can give this power to others. Baba says, I have the kingdom, but I give you the kingdom. This is why he's almighty, benevolent. So selfless and benevolence. This is might. The power of truth is very, very deep power, which makes us unshakable and fearless. This unshakable and fearless is the power based on godly knowledge only. Because truth that Baba is telling us, knowledge that Baba is giving us. When we are speaking to others, it's not to give them, I'm not giving them for giving that knowledge, but it is just like connecting them with the truth. This is also gives the power, because I'm connecting not with them, connecting them with the truth. Truth is to connect them with truth. Instrument only. So being a instrument of getting Baba's power, and yet being detached from that, that is power. The balance of detachment and being filled with power. For example, what is coming in my mind? This glass is there. It has water in it. Glass is not attached with water. Power is filled, water is filled in it, or milk is filled in it, or nectar is filled in it. Glass is only an instrument. When this is detached, it has the power to quench the thirst. That whatever is in it, it has power. So this power which is Baba is giving me, when I am having this deep realization of being an instrument, then the power of truth works. Otherwise we are giving knowledge to others. This is not light. It's light only information. But this light becomes might when we are detached from it. And so in order to realize this truth, to realize the truth that which connects other souls with truth, it means I need to see, I should have realization of see what weaknesses are still in me. That's the main power. To realize my own weaknesses and power to change myself. Then this lighthouse is becoming lighthouse to guide myself. This is in life. Now when we are meditating, we are connecting with four different types of might. I, the light, am connected with light of my eternal self, my home. The house where I have come from. It means it's the state of total detachment and pure power of Brahma element and Baba. The light of my home, light of myself, light of Baba. This light is spinning in ourselves. In meditation, these three lights are lit. I, the soul, am light. My home is the home of light. And I, Baba, I, the shining star, am ignited with Baba in soul world, which Baba had painted the picture for us last week, that Baba is seeing, last Murli, I think it was a Vyakta Murli, that he is seeing many stars shining in the soul world with Baba. We are the living lights, we are the shining stars. So this is just like the power to going beyond by being light. Remembering being in the lighthouse and being with might house, the Almighty. The other light and might is the power of the original purity of our divinity. That makes us might. That is the might, constructive might, purity, the Baba speaks about, which is divine power, which has no contrast of any negativity. This light of the golden age, the day of Brahma, there's no contrast. And so we are sitting with this power of purity, peace and happiness. So it is the light of the day of the divinity. That lighthouse, which Bharat is remembered as being lighthouse, lighthouse of spirituality, but it is lighthouse of paradise where was everything is perfect. So I am a pure and peaceful soul, a divine being. So it's a might of a purity, might of divinity of my original religion, which is called religion is might. So purity and peace is my religion, and in this consciousness we are sitting, being to become might house. Nothing can influence me because there is not anything else in that state. So eternal light and might, and original light and might. This makes us lighthouse and might house. Then the third light and might is, now at the confluence age, the light of truth that we know. The truth about myself, the truth about drama, the truth about karma, the truth about the whole cycle. This power, it's happiness. The sanskaras of happiness makes us powerful. Sanskaras of sorrow makes us weak. And that is based on the truth that Baba is giving. This is why I call truth is happiness, truth is power. So which truth? Is a truth of creating the sanskara, generating in sanskaras in us of happiness. And this is what it is enables us to claim the inheritance of the Almighty of Mukti and Jivan Mukti. Other souls of other religions, they are also children of the Almighty. But what is not in their personality? It's might of happiness, power of happiness, sanskaras of happiness are not there. All religions, if you see, in Buddhism, in Christianity, not happiness. Even in Islam, only in the deity religion is the sanskara's happiness that bring us into the world of happiness. Others want either peace or nirvana. Heavenly happiness, which is this time that I am child of the Almighty, and happiness, bliss is my natural power in the soul. It is inherent qualities in me and it is inheritance in me. This power of happiness actually gives us, the might of happiness gives us to overcome all things which make us weak. And that is based on the power of self-respect. Confluence age, how Baba is increasing our power or making us, giving us light of making us aware, igniting the light of our self-respect. Who do I belong to? What Baba has given me? Who do I belong to? My backbone is the Almighty Authority. My parents are the Almighty Authority. This how much faith, the more the faith foundation is there, intoxication is there, the light keeps spinning during the day and the night. Then we can keep ourselves free from the influence, bondage. So this is might also, godly might, Brahmin might, eternal might, golden aged might. So we are becoming lighthouses and might houses. And this realization is only at the confluence age. When we are lighthouse for the devotees, that time we are not aware. But the result is because of the present time, another secret, that what keeps us actually this light lit. That if this time our might is so deep in our personality of purity, the might of purity, which where is purity, there is peace and happiness. Where there is purity, there is peace and power. When this might of letting go and becoming only a detached instrument, then Baba is using this might, Baba is expressing this might through us, just like the generator is giving light through the lighthouse. Generator is, the lighthouse is not aware. When we reach that level of letting go, mislagao mukt, not belonging, making it my own, and yet it's connected with me, then it remains the power in the golden age. And this from the, because when we become unaware of I am giving, then the devotees, the statue is not aware I am giving blessing, I am giving power, I am fulfilling anyone's wishes. But they are light for others. How they become? Who became worthy to be worshipped? With which power? This power of being only an instrument, detached, being given without being aware that I am giving. Who is getting? How they are getting and what they are getting. This realization of this truth. Then Baba is also praising and others are also praising, and the might is increasing, because then automatically blessings now are increasing, and then on the path of bhakti, all these devotees are, we, devotee of my own self, are rekindling directly, indirectly power in myself. Though we are becoming more and more power is losing, but we are still keeping this memorial in us. These sanskaras remain lit. Light does not go away. So what I want to say, my point that is in my this moment is that we are not only lighthouse at the confluence age. Our light in this house, in this personality, is throughout the whole cycle, beginning, middle and end. Today Baba spoke about the beginning, middle and the end, the morning, Amritvela. Then during the day is automatically good when I am following Baba's directions, Baba's instructions. When I am following his direction, his order, all my wishes fulfilled, there is no repentance. repentance also take away my power, makes us weak. But I am fulfilling Baba's rule. So in the golden age, this power is there, though gradually it is diminishing, but the sanskaras of purity is still lit. In the copper age, we make it ourselves disciplined, and then light is lit. In the iron age, we remind ourselves to get this, we search for it, the light is lit. The light never goes off. But we have not become, light is not on, gone off, light remains lit, and this is why we are able to increase our light more. If it is gone off, we could not have that enthusiasm in us, the sanskaras of eternal light. So we are light forever, eternal light from morning, from the day of, from the soul world, from the golden age, from copper age, and now in the iron age. As Baba said, the light, the moon, the light of the moon never, goes off. A tiny crescent remains. But in fact, it's there still. It's only the shadow has come up. So it has changed. Our light and might direction had changed. The use had changed. The power had become negative power. And what we want to do with the power of truth? To make it right power again. Right is right, not might. It's godly might is right. And with godly might, we have first light for our own selves. So we are ignited light in this body, in this house, first igniting our own sense organs. Otherwise the light is lit, but attachment, vices, makes us blind. Fear makes us dumb. Impure vision makes us blind, because the intellect becomes damaged. We are not able to discriminate between right and wrong. There's no power of truth in us. There's no power of realization. And so it's a might to have the realization of self-transformation, of self-purification, of bringing freedom from my own bondage. So the different level of might, might house, strength is different. This godly might, godly power we have. So all relationship with God makes me lighthouse and might house. Might house especially, all relationship with God. And lighthouse, when I am remembering the whole cycle, I'm going through different stages. That spinning wheel makes us lighthouse. Swadarshan chakra makes us lighthouse. And all the relationship with God makes us might house, because through that we get powers and virtues, both from Baba. And when powers and virtues from Baba we are experiencing and reaping, this power and virtues then protect us from the attack of others, and also enables us to give power to others. And this is what it is now. Baba is making us lighthouse, might house. Which level? Very beautiful way Baba had explained about not keeping the weakness in the form of Ansh as well. So this realization, no trace should remain. No expansion should remain. And then that Baba spoke about Maharathis, horse riders. He did not speak about the infantry. And when I was thinking over this subject, I realized that Maharathis realize that a trace is there, and with this light and might they overcome that weakness. Horse rider, because of carelessness, make excuses, and then the power is reduced and they are not becoming so mighty. And the infantry, what happens to them? Baba did not speak about them. And when realization is that they become so possessed and influenced by them. Pyada is parvash. That this is that they become so dependent. Infantry does not work with its own power. They are pushed by the power of others. They move when others are moving. It's only encouragement of others, enthusiasm of others, with the strength of others, with mercy of others, they move as they become so weak by possessive power of weaknesses and vices. And so this is why in order to be mighty, master almighty, to protect my power, protect myself, support myself, empower myself so that I can give this might to others, I need to fill myself. I may need to fill myself with godly power and free myself from vices, weaknesses, defects, and habits and addictions. Then the foundation is strong and I remain mighty, almighty in every aspect, in thoughts, in words, in actions, in connections, in relationship, and might to let go of past karmic accounts. That is the power. So realization of truth makes us master almighty. The truth of my own self, of both aspects, my virtues and my weakness. And that light is called might. So with the light of truth, light of love, light of peace, light of purity, light of wisdom, light of knowledge, light of benevolence, we become lighthouses and might houses. What power we get from for relationship with the mother, what power we get the relationship with the father, what power we get the relationship with a friend, what power we get the relationship with the Satguru. Each relationship is filling us with a different kind of power. And that's why it's called the Almighty Authority. So Baba makes us Almighty Authority and we become with realization all virtues. All virtues means we learn to pick up virtues from all. In every situation. Without being virtuous, we cannot maintain the might that Baba gives. All virtue does not mean list of virtues, tolerance, understanding, cooperation. No, virtue in all situations from everyone. And that helps us to remain, maintain our happiness, not creating leakage in our inner godly power and spiritual power that we have. So power of the soul, power of God, both makes us lighthouse. Then power of Brahma really helps us to express this power. Otherwise this power is still latent. Now is the time to spin this power. So we become Master Almighty. Remain Almighty. Lighthouses and might houses. Soul world, golden age and confluence age. These three powers, thoughts, incorporeal form, drishti, avyakta form, and action, corporeal form. So three powers of incorporeal, of Avyakta Bhav Dada's power, is power of love and power of totally detached, and the power of elevated actions. Detached benevolence, power that is incorporeal power of the seed, freedom from any kind of action and yet unaware, undemanding anything, incognito, this avyakta power of purity and love. And corporeal power is the power of action. So this is three powers makes us lighthouses and might houses. Om Shanti. So let us now sit in this, remove the power of purity, peace, power and love.